4. Bobby had waited near the Kincaid house with never a thought of treachery rising in his mind. His attitude toward his young master was a peculiar one. He did not love Tom. The blows that had been showered upon him lately had not been absolutely the first he had received. But heretofore, Tom had been a little too much in awe of his gigantic servant to be free with punishment of a corporal nature. Yet he had taken Bobby for granted from the first. They were almost exactly of an age. Bobby was only a month or two older, but he had matured more quickly than the white boy, as Negroes almost always do. From the very first, he had been a little better than a slave to Tom. Never being without him, Tom had had but a small value to place upon him. He heard other people make complimentary remarks about Bobby, but he saw little reason for them. He accepted Bobby as men accept pleasant weather with a sort of impersonal good nature. Such was the attitude of Tom toward Bobby, and of this attitude Bobby was very well aware. For his own part, he considered his master as a sort of limb of his own body. He could not separate himself from the thought of Tom Farnsworth. He reached the age of memory in the service of Tom. He had continued in it all his life. He could not possibly think of his own comfort and happiness first. What he thought of when Tom confessed that he had shot a man was of his own grandfather when that dusky-faced, white-headed old man should hear the tidings that a Farnsworth had done a murder. What a passion of grief and of shame the old man would fall into, not because a Farnsworth could have committed a crime, but because his grandson could have allowed the crime to be committed. Such was the stern fashion in which he would take Bobby to account. In the early days, when Tom was whipped by his father for stealing fruit or for any other of a thousand mischiefs, Bobby was punished twice as severely by his grandfather, simply because he had not been able to invent the means of dissuading his young master from the crime. So it was on this night. As he heard Tom speaking, he saw the stern face of the aged Negro and shivered with apprehension. He would rather have faced 1,000 whips, 1,000 guns, than his irate grandfather in a bad temper. "Son," the old man had said when the tidings had come of how Bobby had been publicly flogged by Tom Farnsworth, "niggers is niggers these days. They's dirt."